USA News, I'm John Schaefer. After being nominated for Speaker, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer is withdrawing from the race. The Minnesota Republican was unable to garner sufficient support within his own party, facing opposition from over two dozen Republicans for the Speaker's position. Former President Trump also voiced his disapproval of Emmer's nomination on Truth Social, deeming it a serious misstep if he were to become Speaker. The U.S. has issued a warning to Iran, urging them not to escalate the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Iran has supported Hamas and other groups that continue to carry out attacks on Israel. Iranian leaders have routinely threatened to wipe Israel off the map.
During his address to the U.N. Security Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken stated that the U.S. will respond firmly if Iran or its proxies carry out attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East. The White House is underscoring that there is no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S.
We must all do our part and forcefully speak out against anti-Semitism.
This comes after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre received criticism Monday for her response to a question regarding the increase in anti-Semitism during the Israel-Hamas conflict. When asked about concerns over rising anti-Semitism, Jean-Pierre mentioned that the administration has observed no credible threats, then discussed crimes targeting Muslims and Arab Americans. Mark Meadows, former chief of staff to President Donald Trump, has reportedly met with special counsel Jack Smith's team at least three times this year. This included testifying before a federal grand jury, which occurred after Meadows received immunity. Sources familiar with the matter say that Meadows informed Smith's team that he consistently advised Trump in the weeks following the 2020 election that the claims of widespread voting fraud were unfounded. This stands in contrast to Trump's repeated public statements on the matter. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's three units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
A contingent of Senate Republicans is calling on President Biden to expand the construction of the border wall, a move supported by sheriffs in South Texas.
It's not a red issue or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue. We took an oath, and we need to protect our people. We need to take our border back.
Zapata County Sheriff Ray Del Bosque contends that the wall would reduce incidents of individuals entering and evading capture, a concern for residents of Texas ranches. Earlier this month, the White House granted waivers for several environmental laws to facilitate construction in a heavily trafficked sector of the Texas border. President Biden handing out national medals to outstanding achievers in the field of science and technology at the White House today.
The greatness of a country is measured not only by the size of its economy, it's the strength of a nation is also measured by its boldness, of its science, quality, of its research.
He emphasized his administration's dedication to making America a hub for groundbreaking scientific advancements. The NHL is lifting its ban on players using colored stick tape for various causes. Initially, the league prohibited special jerseys during theme nights like Pride or military appreciation. The ban on colored tape aimed to prevent players from bypassing that rule. However, an Arizona Coyotes player used rainbow pride tape to support the LGBTQ community. The NHL, NHLPA, and NHL Player Inclusion Coalition then met and officially announced the policy change today. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.